reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, CalmMind, and BrainMag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lost Jazz, Josh Bernstein here. His website is Patreon, patreon.com/ Josh Bernstein. Josh, there's lots of stuff in the news. Well, if I want a good laugh, I often go to Drudge and then see the comments. Right at the top it says in red, Pelosi, no impeachment, quote, just not worth it. My God, does she know how to tell the truth? I think if she told the truth, she'd probably die at spontaneous human combustion. Yeah, the woman is like, she's either delusional and she gets the wrong names of presidents and so on. And then she can't even control AOC and Omar in her party. It's disgusting, isn't it? And by
she's
the way,
had
the
a really bad week, let's face it, a horrible week.
Right.
She basically had her leadership taken from her. She had the gavel taken and placed strategically somewhere else. I'll leave it at that. And she's allowed these freshman Democrats to rule the House. I mean, you literally have a situation where it's romper room and the children are telling the teachers what to do. It's unbelievable. She's lost complete control of the House. And here we have a situation in which we had a simple measure, a simple resolution to condemn anti-Semitism. And she allowed these radical leftists in this freshman Congress to dictate to her and to everybody else and say, well, it's not just about anti-Semitism. We're going to throw all the other things on there, anti-Muslim, anti-this, anti-gay, LGBT, whatever, all that stuff. That had nothing to do with any of this. This was a simple resolution to condemn anti-Semitism and anti-Israel bias. That was it. And
right.
She blew it completely.
Right. Disgusting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they've already lost a large, not just the Jewish population, but people, Christians,
well,
patriotic Americans,
that
understand the... Pardon me?
We need a Jexit, is what we need.
Jexit, that's funny.
Or a Jexitus. We need it. Yeah. And, you know, I think what you're going to find soon enough is that there's going to be some American Jews that are going to hopefully wake up and realize that the Democrats are certainly not going to protect them if ever there was an invasion or a takeover. It's going to be the evangelical Christians, the Christian right, that's going to support them, take care of them, and protect them from
right.
the invaders. And it's amazing that they can't comprehend and understand that. And I'll add the fact that the LGBTQ whatever community, they should always be voting for conservatives and Republicans, because those are the ones that are going to protect them from the people that want to kill them for their lifestyle. So to me, I look at the entire thing and I ask myself, how can anybody be a Democrat if you believe in the LGBTQ community, if you believe in you know, all these other things that I just mentioned? I don't understand, because the only party that's going to protect you are going to be conservative Americans, patriotic Americans,
exactly,
that are willing to fight for your right to live in freedom. And they better understand that, and my tribe in particular better understand that quickly, because if they do, and we can peel off 25-30% of the Jewish vote, then, you know, they're going to be in trouble come 2020, and that's, what we need to happen.
Let's look at something 20 years down the road. The average Muslim family is having 3.6 children. Let's say that there's 30 million Muslims in America, say, 20 years from now. Do the Jewish community not understand how endangered they are when the Muslim community supports Sharia law and would even fight and kill Americans, fellow Americans of any faith, whether Jewish or not? And do they not understand Islam is directly against, it's reading the Hadith in the Quran. I have Bill Warner on regularly on the show talking about this, and he's a professor from Tennessee State University. He's not a Jew, he's a Christian. But people have to understand this. If you're a Christian, for example, my family are, on my mother's side, we're Maronite Christians. They're both Hebrew and Jewish, okay? And I can tell you, we know very clearly, my ancestor in the 11th century was a general that fought against these Muslims. Islam is dangerous. It should be, we should have a complete stoppage of anybody immigrating here from a Muslim country, number one. And they should be monitoring these mosques, and if they say anything that incites first, second, third generations to be doing jihads or Sharia law, they tried to pass Sharia law in Quebec a few years ago, and they're even going to stop people from having pork, for example, in their meals for even non-Muslims. It's like, are you kidding? So they had to pick out the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Islam is dangerous. And when we have Omar and this other Muslim, that's a new, brand new, congresswoman, these people are completely terrorists. They support terrorist organizations against anybody who's not part of an Islamic State. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't. And if you look at what's going on, for instance, in Norway, the media is not even covering the fact that Finland's government just collapsed. Literally, in the last couple of days, it collapsed. The prime minister resigned, and the entire cabinet in Finland resigned. Why? Because they cannot afford to continue to hand out the goodies and the freebies to the people. You know, they say that Finland is, quote, the most happiest place on earth, country on earth. Well, guess what? It ain't going to be for much longer, because they rolled out universal basic income a little while ago, and that was the death knell that is killing them. So when these idiots say that Bernie Sanders is looking towards Denmark and Norway and Sweden and Finland as the model for democratic socialism, no. The model that Bernie Sanders would be bringing to America, if God forbid he won, would be Venezuela. Okay?
Right.
That's what it would be. Now, these countries that he says are so wonderful and amazing, they have market-based economies. They have capitalist economies. Yes, they have an out-of-control welfare state that spends billions and billions of dollars giving people free everything. But that has got to stop. Why? Because it's unsustainable. And yet again, another example of why socialism can't work and never will work.
Do you know why it doesn't work? There's a very simple thing in biology.
To run out of other people's money?
Yeah, well, I call it opium, but that's true. But it's even more simple in biology. No one is created equal. Now, we're of infinite value to the Most High God because we're created in His image. Doesn't matter if it's my daughter with Down syndrome, with Mosaic, or myself, or an elite athlete that makes millions every year. We're all equal in God's eyes, but we're not ever created equal. Someone's going to be good at making a clothing line. For example, I think one of the Kardashians just happens to be really good at making makeup. So she's making a lot of money, even though she has a Kardashian name. Well, the same thing. If you look at different groups of people, if you look at the highest IQs, for example, in the world, if you look at different stratified groups, there's more Nobel Prizes and more advanced awards for people of Hebrew and Jewish background, that's from You're My People, large margin than anybody else on earth.
That
next, you get Asians, like Japanese and Chinese and Germans, and then everybody else falls down below that. And if you get into different groups, for example, many of the people in Africa, you're talking about IQs that are in the marginal range. Not because it's partly biology, it's partly genetics, it's partly upbringing, but the culture, for example, Taiwanese, Chinese, they push education just like Jewish people do. So they really, really, really have high achievers, okay? Now, if you're a high achiever and you're talented, which is genetic, you're going to invent new technology, invent new businesses. You're going to be a hard worker. You're going to have a lifespan long enough to actually succeed and pass it on to your kids. You're going to be there for when your kids screw up, that you're there to pick them up. For example, the black family doesn't have a father to pick up his kids when they're screwing up in their teens. So in their 20s, they can go to university and wake up and become an adult. It's like, I think, who made the statement that in your 20s, everybody is pretty well a socialist because you're living in mama's home. But by the time you're in your 30s, you're a capitalist because you realize that's not reality.
I believe it was Winston Churchill.
Right. I think you're right. It was a Winston Churchill statement. And I think people don't understand this. These young people that want Bernie Sanders Claus, they're nuts. Do they understand totalitarian control where forced vaccines and modified controlled health care? They call it health care. Guess what? It'll be health care-ish. There won't be any real health care, any innovative care. If you've got cancer or a serious illness, screw you. You'll be getting what's called hangnail medicine at the speed of light. And if you don't want anything more, it will not be available. That's why Canadians come to America and people from Bahrain come here, because they're going to get innovative care. Okay? Even the supplements. I have people, I talked to Dr. Wolfgang last night, and he's ordering supplements to Germany because with the Codex Alimentarius, they can't get them there in Germany. Even though they're an advanced nation, because of their regulatory craziness there and socialism, they can't have it. So, you know, America is unique, okay? And it's unique because we have freedom to say, if you're an exceptional person, I don't care what your skin color is or your genetics, I'm totally non-racist. If you're black African from Ethiopia and you're brilliant and you're good at one or another business or sport, come here and succeed in America. But, you know, that's why America is exceptional. In fact, if you even do a genetic screen for people of every nation, of every skin color, whatever, you'll find they have different ratios of genes compared to their home population, because their home population doesn't move 20 miles from their home country, where they'll move 2,000 miles and succeed at, say, a sport or a business, and they come to America, it has nothing to do with your skin color. So you'll find the most brilliant black people in the world are American black people, right?
Well, look, I think when you look at the entire thing and you look at what is happening to the youth, they're being indoctrinated, number one. They're not being taught about the evils and the dangers of socialism,
right,
number two. And number three, they're only hearing glowing, lovely things about socialism from the media. And so they have a warped thought process of that, well, maybe it's really not that bad. That's why you see these little kids running into Dianne Feinstein's office in California with signs saying the planet's going to end in 12 years and we need to protect the planet, and are you going to sign on to the Green Deal? They've been indoctrinated. They've been used as little soldiers, basically, in the fight to bring socialism to the United States.
That's one of the most obscene things I've ever seen in my life.
I know. I couldn't believe it either.
With these poor little kids with no science background, it's a form of abuse. And I see people abuse, though. You know, I don't like to use the word stupid, because when I deal with people who are slower, I can break concepts down to smaller concepts, and anybody, I don't care what your IQ is, can understand things if you break it down. What I see is a news media that wants to spin it. For example, all the other media, and even Fox will get to a red line, a certain line they won't cross, right? I'm sure there's topics on your show that Fox will never cross, even with Tucker Carlson, right? The fact is, people don't want to say the truth, even though the truth will set you free. And the fact is, they don't teach people how to think. Thinking means you have to ask questions that will even confound your professors. If you can't confound your professors, you're never going to be smarter than them. You're just going to accept the dogma,
right?
I call it, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one thing that I've always taught, you know, my kid to do is to question. You know, if he hears something from a teacher that's saying something that he knows is either not true or not giving the full story, I tell him, be polite, raise your hand, and correct the teacher. It's your job to
right.
do that. Now, some people will say, well, why would you do that? Why would you get your kid involved in that situation? And to that, I would say, why is this teacher indoctrinating the children? Why is this teacher trying to bring their ideology and point of view into the classroom, which should never be allowed to happen? So if that's going to be the case, and I know that there's another 15 to 20 young little impressionable sponges and minds, then my kid's going to be the leader. He's going to be the catalyst that's going to combat that teacher and let those other children know in that classroom that what that teacher is teaching them is not correct and not accurate. And whether
right.
he has to do an after-school thing for 15 to 20 minutes with a group of the kids to explain it in better detail, so be it. That's what I've taught my kid to do, because unfortunately he is in the public school system.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you could actually use some other words for it, too, the public
yes,
mind
I
control.
Could.
So now, interesting historically, the Teachers Union in Nazi Germany were the biggest supporters of Adolf Hitler. When he first came into power, he only 11% supported. It's because of groups like the Teachers Union and some of the impressionable atheistic and other organizations. And most people don't realize what happened in not only Nazi Germany, when they actually were supporting the idea of a state of Israel. They wanted atheists to go to the state. They didn't want religious Jews. The same way is when they start killing, they killed the religious rabbis and religious Jews in Russia, rather than letting them immigrate to Russia, because from Russia to actually Israel, because people don't know that Joe Slovo and the Russian Duma had people that were on both the Russian Duma or their parliament or control system of the Russian communists and the state of Israel, because they had kibbutzim. But they didn't want religious Jews there. They wanted atheists. They didn't want religious Jews there because they took them with them with the book. The people of the book is dangerous to any other political system of control freaks by socialists and communists, because they directly are in opposition to God. And the people of the book are the most dangerous in the world because they carry the book, the Bible, with them. Right?
Yep.
That's what the problem is. That's why there's been such a holocaust against the Jews, the people of the... Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega-3 Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So, Josh, you piqued my curiosity. You have some new stuff on Nadler. This guy is a nut. He's asked for 81 documents, by the way, not subpoenaed to Congress. And if he has to start subpoenaing, I think a lot of people are just going to say, go to hell, Nadler. We're not going to respond to you. Right. Then he has to come back and say, I'm going to subpoena them. He's basically on a witch hunt. And then I hear Pelosi saying, I'm judged today. No impeachment, just not worth it. What a bunch of liars. It's just disgusting the way the Democrats are behaving. They're in total meltdown, aren't they?
Yeah, they truly are. But you know what? It's worse than that. I mean, last week I exposed the Nadler and Trump feud that went back to the late 1980s,
right,
where it was based on Riverside South, which was a project that developer Trump at the time was working on. And Nadler did not want it to go up. It was in his district, and he fought it, but in the end he lost. Well, now Nadler might not even be able to continue with his investigations because he has what I would consider one of the worst conflicts of interest I have ever heard about or seen ever in politics. Okay? Nadler's son, Michael Nadler, works for the exact law firm that is suing President Trump right now. The law firm is Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher, LLP. They hired Michael Nadler, Jerry's son, in 2018, right around the exact same time the Democrats won the House, and Jerry, his father, became the House Judiciary Committee chairman. Now think about this for a minute. You have a law firm that is currently suing the President of the United States, and one of their attorneys is suing the Trump administration and is the son of the House Judiciary Chairman. Now, they're asking for all kinds of documents, right? Jerry Nadler is, of course, in his investigations. Well, guess what? This law firm is asking for those same types of documents. So imagine this. The son then gets the documents, gives them to the father. The father then uses those documents to prosecute the President of the United States. If this isn't a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. Okay?
Wow.
This is the largest conflict of interest I can even dream of thinking of.
Don't you think that Trump could call up his new director of the FBI and actually file charges?
Here's the thing, the bottom line is Jerry Nadler needs to immediately recuse himself. Imagine if this was reversed, okay? And a Republican was the House Judiciary Chairman, and his son worked in the same law firm that was suing the Democratic President of the United States. You would have people out in front of the White House. Every single TV station and radio station in this country would be screaming and clamoring for them to be fired and to step down and to recuse themselves. I mean, for goodness sakes, Session had a hamburger with a little Russian dressing on it with Kislyak, and immediately they wanted him to resign and to step down. So there's such a huge double standard here. Anyone listening to this program, you need to contact Jerry Nadler's office at 212-367-7350, 212-367-7350. Pester him on Twitter, at Rep. Jerry Nadler, at Rep. Jerry Nadler. Contact his Washington, D.C. office, 202-225-5635, and ask him and demand that he immediately recuses himself for conflicts of interest in regards to any and all investigations against President Trump, his associates, his organization, on any people affiliated with both past, present, and future. There is no reason that he should be allowed to investigate and get more retribution and revenge against the president of the United States just because the president kicked Fat Jerry's ass in the late 1980s.
Well, you know, one of the things that Democrats are doing is putting the entire nation in danger. Trump needs to be able to deal with Russia and China. He's trying to work out a deal with China. China's weaponizing the South China Sea, and it's got all kinds of nuke weapons. We have no nuclear deal with China. We had to walk away from the INF Treaty because Russia violated so much, including Larachia Island, and nukes they placed in Kaliningrad, which covers every square inch of Europe. And because we can't deal with Putin, again, we're not talking about what Trump is doing, the same thing with Kim, is he builds a relationship so he can work out something. You make treaties with your enemies, and believe me, Russia is our enemy. And the fact is, because we aren't working out a trade deal or anything else, we're working out how to actually limit the danger of incoming nuclear missiles or EMP attack, I call the weapon of indignation, we're putting ourselves in danger because we're trying to distract Trump from the business of being president. And to me, the Democrats are actually putting the nation in vile danger because they won't let Trump do his job, and they have this constant Damocles sword hanging over him that we're going to find something somewhere of you or your relatives
right.
and something we can impeach you on. And the stress on the man,
exactly.
I can already see him gaining weight. I'm very concerned about Trump's health because this, although he seems to be very placid and he's kind of battle-hardened by living and developing real estate in New York City, the amount of stress that this man is being put under, besides being president, is obscene. And I don't think it's reasonable at all. I want Trump to start doing things. I want charges against Nadler. I want charges against AOC and these other ones for the way they behave in Congress. They need to be removed from their offices. The idea that they're in positions where they can actually be on special committees,
it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
This is an obscenity. And it's putting the nation in danger. We're in physical danger because we won't do the business of government. They should have fixed the immigration problem. They could have fixed the DACA thing and made it never recur again. Get rid of chain migration and birthright citizenship. Yeah, and you can blame the damn Republicans, too. Because
where it's at. They had the opportunity with the presidency, the Senate, and the House for 2 years, and they blew it. They did not get immigration done. If I was President Trump, and again, I can't fault him because, again, he was brand new, never had the political experience, but he should have known, and actually I do fault him, because he should have known better. You were elected to build the wall. So build the wall. Forget about Obamacare. Forget about taxes and forget about spending. Forget about all that stuff. That's all garbage. Build the wall first, then start doing everything else. I have been on record on radio and television. I've been saying that since a month or two after he was elected. I did it on your show and on many other shows well over 2 years.
Right.
I said that his priorities were off. He should have built the wall first and foremost and told Congress that if you don't build it now, then we're not doing anything else. He didn't do that. He listened to his handlers. He listened to Jared and Ivanka and the rest of them. He got rid of Steve Bannon, which was a big mistake.
Yeah.
He hired Rince Priebus, which was another big mistake. And he made some mistakes. He got Jeff Sessions in there, which basically means we didn't have an attorney general for 2 years of his first term. There was a lot of mistakes made, but he also did a lot of amazing good things. The problem is he did not prioritize building the wall as number one. And
right.
he should have fought back against Paul Ryan and the weak suck Republicans in the House that tried to stop him and said, Dad, don't worry about that. We'll get to that later, wink, wink. No. Sign this omnibus bill, and then we'll do it in the next one. Okay, no, all right, we'll do it in the next one. And now what are they doing? They're fighting his national emergency. It's amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe that they're Republicans in both the House and Senate are going to vote against him, including, by the way, Rand Paul. Rand Paul is an arrogant little SOB, isn't he?
Look, Rand Paul, he does some good things, no doubt. But
yeah, but
he's
really wrong. For example,
I understand where he's coming from, not to defend him, but what he's basically saying is if we allow this to happen, then the Democrats will use it for even more egregious things like going after the Second Amendment and going after freedom of speech and shutting down radio and TV stations. I get what he's saying. That is pretty extreme. But the bottom line is we have a national security emergency right now on the border with millions of people waiting to get into this country. So
it's going to get worse now.
But Rand Paul needs to get the hell out of the way.
Right. And I think also what's happening is because of this actions of the Democrats, it's encouraging more people. We have new limits in terms of the number of people. There's going to be 1 million coming across the border this year. And a lot of them are families coming from Central America. Now, what Trump needs to do, and I'll give a list here, number one, he needs to send the troops not with no bullets to the border. He needs to send them with bullets and weapons and aircraft to the drug cartels, including Sinaloa and Mexico and Central America, and kill the buggers. Number two, he needs to cut off the SAD that's collaborating with him to get trillions of dollars of money for the illegal drug trade in America, because the Special Activity Division is involved with a lot of deviltry everywhere. And the president's directive under George Bush, just before he left office, was used and activated in 2008 with the financial collapse we had. We're heading toward another one, by the way. People say it's not going to happen. The rest of the world economy is in a tailspin. America is doing relatively well compared to them, but even our growth is starting to slow down because these other countries are in such a bad state. Europe is a freaking mess. Japan is horrifying. China is contracting 30%. Do they not think this is going to eventually affect us? Of course it will.
You know, right, and the left is going to try to blame it on the trade war, which is ridiculous because, you know, as I've said many times, you're going to get a little bit of pain in the beginning, but in the end, you're going to win because now you have the leverage, you have the power, you have the control, you have the money, and you have the ability to control what's going on and how much money you're paying on certain things and tariffs and everything else. So I am 100% for the trade wars.
Right. Well, in fact, here's what I would say to China. Number one, we want total protection of American intellectual property. Number two, we're going to have equal trade balances or else. It's not, you're not allowed to have your product in. Number three, we're not going to allow American companies to literally rate your people in China to persecute them. I mean, I read today on Drudge that they have 1.8 million breed-ready women. Breed-ready. They actually have their digital analysis now that they have 1.8 million women able to have babies now in China. Because that's how desperately bad their policies are. These freaking idiots in China, these oligarch globalists, and the same ones like AOC, I'm the boss, with her squeaky little voice. Give me a break, man. You need to be in a psych ward. She's crazy. And the fact that Pelosi can't control her and the other maniacs, including these Muslim female maniacs, people don't understand Islam, according to Walid Shabbat, who used to be a Muslim terrorist in Palestine, married a Christian, and his son Theodore, Islam is 86% a mind control system. It's not a religion. It's BS to call it a religion. It's not. Everything, including how you have sex and how you lay to eat food, and everything is controlled in Islam. And by the way, you can read right off it in Islam, say, look, if you see a Jew or a Christian behind a tree, kill him. I mean, it's not nice. So people have to understand that Islam is a lying, even Salman Rushdie wrote academically, there was a part of the hadith that specifically was a dialogue between Muhammad and his wife that he thought maybe he was channeling Satan and not God. And then he just academically talked about this, and they put a fatwa against his head because as an academic he raised an issue that should have been raised openly, to raise the idea of who is this guy Muhammad? Is he a nut? He was basically first arisen as a kid with seizures that wanted to reform apostate Judaism and Christianity, because he saw a lot of the Jewish sections had gone over the edge, and Christians, especially after the Christian church was taken over by the Romans with Constantine. People don't understand this. And you can't raise him the idea that he's a prophet. In fact, they preach that when Yeshua, Jesus, comes back, he's a Muslim, beheading Christians if they won't convert. And, of course, their plan is to kill all Jews. When you hear this one, Omar and so on, they're so anti-Semitic, they don't want a Jew to live anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter if it's in Israel or America or anywhere. Don't buy all this BS.
And that's the thing. It is BS, number one. And number two, the fact that they can't condemn anti-Semitism just goes to show you how they think about Israel and Jewish people in general. And how by voting for them? It's insane.
I've seen a report suggesting long before Omar and the other one, I don't remember her name, got elected, the Democrats have had this under the surface for decades. They've been anti-Semitic for decades, and the Jews don't get it. I don't understand why Jews would support the Democrats. They're finally starting to get it, aren't they? Along with the walkaway movement and people that are gay and lesbian and transgender realize the Republicans will protect you, not the damn Democrats. The same with the blacks and the Hispanics. Right. If they lose 30% of the black vote, Yeah.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. We'll protect you. We, conservatives, will protect you, not the crazy Democrats. They're the
exactly.
ones where...
I even said that today, as a matter of fact, in my show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, get with it, people. If you don't understand, we love you all. We don't care what your skin color is or where you came from. In fact, Islam, if you want to recreate Islam so it's an American version, do it. Cut out the garbage stuff in your books. Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. Lots of news stories going on. I think that Trump is going to weather this very well. My guess is he needs some better advisors. I'm working hard behind the scenes. I don't know if you've got other contacts so we can actually get some time mano a mano with Trump. But if you could have half an hour, even once a month, with you, Josh, myself, and other top people that really know what's going on, mm-hmm. I think that Trump would make better choices. I think he'd be more Trumpian. He would actually be more a true version of what he campaigned on and get it done. I think Trump would succeed even more. I think Trump's still going to get reelected. I'll still vote for him, but I want him to get better advisors. Some of the people around him, I think, are knuckleheads, you know, like John Bolton. I want to see him.
I think I would say this, that the people that are around him are not much of a...
They're not what?
Definitely lost some element to his guidance for his agenda. Steve
right.
Miller has been excellent and is nothing like Jeff Sessions, and he actually was the immigration hawk and the chief of staff, I believe, for Jeff Sessions, but he was much more conservative than Sessions and is still there. So that's one that I'm glad is that he can lean on. But ultimately, this is the Trump show. I mean, he's basically doing all this on his own. You've got the Rhino establishment against him. You've got all the Democrats against him. You've got the intelligence community against him. I mean, we don't have to rehash it. We know it's been going on for months and months and months. It's interesting that Sean Hannity recently said that finally we may start to see some justice. You know, I'll see it when I believe it. So at this point, Barr hasn't really done much. We'll see what he does, if he does anything at all.
Right.
Barr was friends with Mueller and Comey for years. And, you know, they've known each other for, you know, 25, 30, 35 years. They came from the same kindergarten. And what I mean by that is the same political kindergarten, you know, which is the circuit courts and things like that. So they kind of, you know, they came up together, if you will. And they're all part of the deep state. They're all protecting each other. So I don't know. I mean, unless he's going to do something that's going to put his life and his family in danger and actually go after these people, I don't really expect to see much difference, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do you think is going to happen between now and the summer? Because I honestly think that Nadler's attempts to try to subpoena documents to get this going, they're going to have to tamp it down because it's going to, I think it's going to, you can see it today with the report on Drudge, that Pelosi's at least politically well enough known, knows enough politics that this is going to blow it.
Pelosi's like a conservative these days, almost, compared to the rest of the crazies that are in the House and in the leadership. But look, Pelosi is another one. She said just, I think yesterday, or the day before, that their target, their number one strategy is to figure out a way to turn Texas blue.
Right.
And if Texas goes blue, that's the end of the country. It's over. It's over
right.
at that point. There's too many electoral votes to be able to come back from. They know it. We know it. We've got to defend Texas. It is the Alamo. It is the political Alamo. We've got to make sure that our last stand is in Texas and do not let that state go blue. Because if it goes blue... it's over, and I know Kyle Mentila, and right-wing watch are listening, and they're probably licking their chops trying to figure out a way to help. But there's people like me and you and many others that are going to fortify Texas and make sure that that stays red for the future, because we cannot let that go. And Nancy just, you know, spilled the beans on her strategy. She said that Texas is going to be their number one target. You know, you've got Houston, you've got Austin, you've got San Antonio, you've got Dallas. I mean, these are all areas where these California liberal idiots have moved in for the jobs, by the way, because their bankrupted asshole state is in such bad damage and crapping on the streets and defecating and urinating on the streets and giving out, you know, heroin needles to people and everything else, that those people are trying to get away from all that. And so where are they going? They're going to Texas.
With their democratic ideas to Texas. Isn't that weird? They escaped
the
democratic destruction.
They're bringing their disgusting demonic filth with them, you know?
Yeah.
I swear, I would say this. I almost wish that we could have a thing where you're not allowed to move to another state based on how you vote. I know that sounds extreme, but I'm so tired of having good red states be infiltrated by scum from the blue states and changing the dynamics and the voting patterns of these states. I mean, look at Colorado, for instance. Colorado was a bright red state. Arizona is now a pink state. It's not even bright red anymore. Even Texas is getting a little pink. Georgia's getting a little pink. Why? Because these liberals, and I'll say it, are moving into these states. Why? Because they bankrupted their blue states, and they've got nowhere else to go. So if they want to make a living and support themselves and their families, they have to go to the red states. But the problem is they're bringing all of the crap that they just left and destroyed with them, that kind of baggage, to the red states. It would be wonderful if we could figure out a way to keep them from coming into these red states.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, it's amazing to me, the politics. When I hear that young people, half of them support socialism, it's like, do they not understand? Just look north. Look at what's going on in Canada. And then we've got Justin Trudeau. What an idiot this guy is.
Yeah, and like I said, Venezuela is the example. Venezuela is the exact blueprint of what Bernie Sanders is lying about. He's trying to say that it's Denmark, it's Sweden, it's Norway. No, it's not. It's impossible to be those, number one, because we don't have the money to do those things, number two. And number three, if we were to bankrupt the country like that, we would be the blueprint. We would be Venezuela. We've got to teach the youth of America to be fearful, not embracing, of socialism. You know, it reminds me of the story. I don't know how much time we have, but I'll tell it. You know, how do you catch a wild pig? A wild pig is a hard animal to catch. First of all, pigs are very smart. They're highly intelligent. Their intelligence level is on par, if not higher, than most breeds of dogs. They can be trained. They can be house trained. They can sit. They can beg. They can do all kinds of things. They're very, very intelligent animals. And in the wild, they are just as intelligent. They are hard to capture. They are hard to hunt. They are hard to shoot. So how do you kill, how do you capture, I should say, not only one wild pig, not just two wild pigs, not even three wild pigs, but the entire herd? It's very simple. You find an open area, and you pour a bunch of food in the area, corn, all the nice things that they like to eat. And one by one, they all start to go to the area to feed each day. And then in about 2 weeks, you put up one side of a fence. And then you wait a week. You let them get used to it. They're eating. They're having a good time. They see the fence. They're not afraid of it. And then a week later, you put the other side of the fence on the other side of them. So now there's a fence on each side of them, but it's still open. You can put the food in the middle, and they come in, and they eat it, and now they're used to the fact that there's a fence on each side. Well, then you repeat the steps three and four. You put the other side of the fence in, and you put the final side of the fence in with a big, giant door. But you still leave the food out in the middle. And the next thing you know, all of them are still going in there. They're ignoring the structure because why? Because they are Pavlov's dog. They are conditioned to get that free food. And what happens? You get them all in the thing, you shut down the gate, and now you've captured them all. And not only did you capture them all, but you've changed their behavior to accept their captivity and their situation. We, the American people right now, we are the pigs. We are the ones that are out there trying to get all the free stuff. And the farmer is Comrade Sanders. And Comrade Sanders is dumping all the free stuff for us. He's giving us free health care and free medical care and free education and free college and this and that and all these wonderful things, right? Well, guess what? If we buy into that, we're going to get caught in their cage. And when we get caught in their cage, they own us, they control us. We are now captive, and we will be no smarter than those wild pigs.
Yeah, and they'll be hanging upside down with their heads cut off and being sent up to an abattoir to be carved into bacon and every else other pig food for the
I didn't go the murderous route of them being held upside down with their throats cut and bleeding to death so we can eat them. But you did, so that's fine. But you're right. Once you are property, they can do whatever they want for you. And all you cared about was getting that free stuff. And you were willing to give up your freedom. You were willing to get locked into their cage in order to continue to get their free stuff. We will be no better and no smarter than those pigs if, God forbid, we voted for Bernie Sanders.
Wow. Yeah, and of course I see a little comic. I see a comic strip here that says Bernie Sanders Claus says, "Wall Street gets coal, Congress gets coal, President Trump gets coal." Remember when you get coal in your stocking? You got to remember.
And he's
like, as I mentioned on the break, he's like Mr. Potato Head. He has his angry eyes on him, everybody's talking real serious. Mm-hmm. You got to look at, if he looks really angry and crazy, it's like, I'm really serious, take me seriously. I'm thinking, Bernie.
I need to teach my kid that pig story and tell him to tell the kids at school.
Ah, that's a good one.
Can they have a show and tell where you have to tell a story?
What you can do is get some comic strips out and put some pictures of the pigs going into the artist.
Yeah, the next time you hear someone talking positively about Bernie Sanders, you remember the story about the wild pig. And to all the people listening in the audience, this is a great story to remember to tell to your grandchildren, to your children, to their friends, to anyone that thinks somehow that socialism is cool and neato and has a positive tone to it. It doesn't. It's dangerous. It will entrap you, and it'll take away your freedom. And we've got to get the youth of America to understand this, and we've got to do it quick.
Yeah, and you can do things like control the cost of education and reduce the cost of health care. I mentioned in the second hour. But you don't go and move to a socialist system where you get top-down control by a bunch of global oligarchs. You don't.
Right.
And that's what happens. You remember, socialism and communism are atheistic at its core. And they preach false science that everybody's created equal. Nobody's created equal. It's all godless.
But here's the thing. Why are they godless? Why are they atheistic? It's very simple. Because in a communist country, socialist country, but mostly a communist country that controls every aspect, they control your life. So if you believe in another god or if you believe in another religion, then they can't control you. You can't have an outside belief system. Your religion in a communist country is the state. And if it's not the state, then you're going to die because you're probably an artist or a singer or a musician.
Or a comedian. Or just a comedian.
Or something. You have influence and power. And if you have influence and power, you are a threat to the state. And therefore, you'd be murdered.
Exactly. I think you made a prescription. For young people, wake up before you're the pig hanging upside down with your head cut off.
I will spend every single show from now until 2020 explaining the dangers of socialism. That is my promise.
Don't be a captured wild pig. How's that?
Yeah,
don't go for the goodies there, young people.
They're going to capture you. Don't be a captured wild pig.
Exactly.